Zero.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest was Australia's number one most wanted man. Now he's written a number one best-selling novel, which will be made into a movie next year starring Johnny Depp. He runs a charity for the poorest of the poor in the Bombay slums. Please welcome Gregory David Roberts.
One.
Hi, Mom. When I was recaptured after 10 years on the run as Australia's most wanted man, I was put into solitary confinement as a punishment for having escaped from prison. I can tell you that human beings are slaughtered by solitude. One of the jewels that you dig from the diamond mine of solitary confinement is the knowledge, the understanding that such is our need for one another, such is our love for one another and our dependence on one another, that if you separate us, one from another human being, we can die of it.
Two.
I listened to men in that solitary confinement unit screaming, smashing their heads against the wall so that they could either die or be put into prison hospital where they could speak to people. I heard the self-mutilation, the suicide attempts, and the violence every time an officer opened the door, the men fighting with the officers. The normal time in this punishment unit of solitary confinement was 2 months. I spent 2 years down there, underground.
Three.
After a couple of months of listening to this screaming around me, I called out to one man who constantly fought every time they opened the door. He fought with the officers. He was beaten to the ground. He was beaten senseless. And I called out to him and I couldn't see him. He couldn't see me. I called out, Bluey. And he said, who's that? I said, Doc. My nickname in the prison was Doctor. And he said, oh, Doc, you're that guy who was in Afghanistan and you're my hero, man. When we get out of here, we'll have a cup of tea and we'll talk. I said, Bluey, you're never going to get out of here. You're going to die in this place. They're going to beat you to death. He said, what can I tell you, man? I'm going crazy. I can't stand it on my own.
Four.
And I called out and said, Bluey, I'm going to teach you a meditation technique. I learned it in India, and it's going to help you. He said, every night from 7 to 7:30, when they ring the bells at 7 o'clock, I'm going to teach you this technique. I'm going to call this out to you, and we're going to walk it through together. He said, all right, I'll give it a try. So we did it. At the end of a week, another guy called out. He said, hey, Doc. I said, who's that? He said, it's Snowy on the other side. He said, that Indian mumbo jumbo, man. Can I join in? I said, yeah.
Five.
At the end of a month, 6 weeks, every man in the unit was doing this meditation from 7 to 7:30 every night. Now, the governor of this unit called me into his office, and he said, I don't know what this meditation is. I don't know what the Indian mumbo-jumbo is that you're teaching, but whatever it is, don't stop, because the suicide attempt rate has dropped to zero. The self-mutilation rate has dropped to zero. And the assaults on my officers dropped to zero. He said... Thank you very much.
Six.
And he said, is there anything I can do for you? And I said, yes, I'm a writer. I would like a pen and paper. He said, it's against the rules, but I'll do it for you. And I started to write there, in that place, the book that's brought me here tonight. Now, thank you. God bless you.
Seven.
I don't think that the meditation technique was all that successful. What I think was successful for those men was a voice in the darkness that called out and said, I don't know what you look like. I don't know what your skin color is. I don't know what your culture is, what your nationality is. I don't know what your religion is, and I don't care. You're a human being who is suffering, and I want that to stop. I want to try to help you. And I believe that peace one day is that voice in the darkness that we find too often on the front pages of our newspapers, the darkness that sometimes crowds into our own hearts when we feel a sense of hopelessness, when we look at the violence of the conflict and the warfare that's around us, and I believe that that voice, Peace One Day, that's crying out in the darkness, will one day become a mighty roar, as beautiful as this chorus we just heard from these singers, that will change the world.
8.
And I want to say that for me, it is a gigantic honor, the honor of my life, to stand here in the association of stupendously inspirational people like Jeremy Gilley, the fantastic team at Pod at Peace One Day, and all of the supporters, and all of us here, all of us, the voices in the darkness, and for me to stand here with this card that says, Peace One Day Artist, it's the honor of my life. God bless you. Thank you very much.